Jerry Bader Show, 1036. I want to pick up. I was reading a piece from Michael Gerson in the Washington Post talking about where we're at in the Republican Party, the conservative movement. These ideas do have some resonance among conservative activists who are convinced that Republicans lost recent presidential elections because their candidates lack combativeness. At least, the argument goes, Ted Cruz has some backbone. It's the political expression of pent-up anger. If we're going to fight, says Michelle Bachmann, we need to fight now. Few believe any longer that Republicans will be able to defund Obamacare in this session of Congress. It's the fight that counts. This is the word that crops up frequently in Tea Party discourse. Not winning, not strategy, not consequences. The fight. Under normal circumstances, this faction, composing less than 20% of the House Republicans caucus, might exercise a marginal influence. But we have the peculiar situation of a divided Congress and a weak president. The Tea Party faction holds the margin of victory in a slim Republican House majority. Boehner has kept some semblance of order by appeasing it, an approach of diminishing utility. And now, in a series of budget showdowns, the interests of Tea Party activists have suddenly aligned with those of Obama, who needs a dramatic reshuffling of the political deck. Both sides prefer a powerless, discredited Republican leadership. The problem for Republicans, as Democrats found in the 1970s and 80s, is that factions are seldom deterred by defeat. Every loss is taken as proof of insufficient purity. Conservatives now face the ideological temptation, inviting an unpleasant political reality by refusing to inhabit political reality. That is, an unpleasant political reality by refusing to inhabit a political reality. Michael Gerson, Washington Post. He's right to some extent. When he says, yeah, it's all about the fight. And that is what I'm hearing from people who are upset with Ron Johnson and Reid Ribble. They don't think the people who are upset with them and Sean Duffy don't think they're willing to fight. There's a reason that you have this pent-up anger. Because Republicans have been unwilling to fight. That pent-up anger is completely justified. Because when there was a good fight to fight, Republicans didn't fight it. So if you've got somebody like Ted Cruz who's going to stand up, even when Ted Cruz knows he's not going to win the fight, conservatives coalesce around him because he's willing to fight. Maybe even if it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense this time. Yeah, but he's willing to fight. That comes from Republicans who have not been willing to fight when there is a fight to fight. So I don't blame Tea Party conservatives. This is from where the Tea Party came. This is absolutely that they wanted a more aggressive conservative body politic. Absolutely. Right now, though, here's what's happening. People who are conservative enough, or at least were a couple of years ago for the Tea Party movement, are no longer deemed conservative enough because they won't fight a fight that they don't think is worth fighting. Well, see, you're just the same old, this is what, and I don't think so. The fight has been fought and fought and fought and fought. And there's no rational reason to believe that Obamacare is going to be stopped at this point. And what they're saying, and what I largely agree with, is that's not a fight to fight. But Gerson is right. That's all you hear from the Tea Party movement. It's fight. Well, they're willing to fight. It's the fight that counts. Really? So just me being willing to get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, that's all that counts, right? It's the fight that counts. Jason says, well, you would get paid. What if I wasn't getting paid? What if I was just trying to prove what a man I am? Well, that'd be a little stupid, huh? Really? You think? You don't think I have any chance at all, huh? Not even a quick kick in the crotch? No, huh? Not even if I go for the crotch shot. And brass knuckles. Firearm? Maybe. No, not even. He's talking about shooting play. I'm kidding. I should have said a baseball bat. Even then. No, I wouldn't have a chance. Willing to get yourself beat to a bloody pulp is not particularly a sign of strength. Now, as I said, we'll see. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm seeing indications that this shutdown could play in our favor. If that works out, and suddenly Cruz, Lee, it all look like geniuses, I will be the first to admit that. But I think Gerson's message here is a good one. It's not always just about the fight. All right, I'm not going to get to the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit today because I haven't left enough time to take calls, and I want to take calls on that. So we're going to do that tomorrow, no matter what happens. Whatever news breaks, we need to leave a little room for that tomorrow, Jason, because I do want to take calls on that. Instead, what I want to get to in 3 minutes is a great I told you so moment. That's 2 in 1 week. It's 10:42.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.